faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I don't know what I'm more shocked about, Lee.
What's that?
That CNN committed an actual act of journalism. Normally something we stop the show cold to tell you about because we never see it. Yeah. Or what was in this questionnaire filled out by Kamala Harris's campaign that has resurfaced? Because let me tell you what, if she wins and she gets to do what she told the ACLU she would do as president in 2020, we're going to look back to today where 3 out of 4 of those arrested in downtown Manhattan are illegal immigrants, where illegals have begun to take over apartment complexes across Colorado and Chicago, where they've begun to terrorize and take over oil fields, the gangs and the cartels. We look back at this as the good old days when it was still peaceful.
Yeah. Have you heard about what's going on in Springfield, Ohio?
What? No, tell me about it.
Well, it's a town of around 58,000 or so people. There are 20,000 Haitian migrants. For some reason, a concentration of Haitian migrants have come in there. It's completely decimated the town. And they have town meetings where they are just excoriating the town leaders because there's no security. There's just crime. There is disgusting behavior. There are things that are not common in this country that are taking place. It's just a litany of things that for some reason they're blaming the local authorities, and sort of I get that because they're closest to the problem, but this is all directly, and everything you've talked about here this morning so far about this, all of this is directly a result of the policies of the Biden-Harris administration.
Oh, that's where they're, the Haitian migrants are running through the parks, cutting the heads off ducks and eating
them? Yeah, uh-huh, right there,
Yeah,
leaving the carcasses there right out in the open. One of the citizens was also talking about in the grocery stores that they're just open containers, eat whatever they want right there and just, you know, throw the rest on the floor and move on. They even had a situation in that area where a Haitian migrant with no license hit a school bus head on, killing an 11-year-old student and injuring 20 other students. This was about a year ago.
There's no words, but I'm here to tell you, this is nothing compared to what is coming. If you look at this ACLU questionnaire that she filled out, she makes Joe Biden look like a right winger.
That's a scary thought.
Let's just start with the low level stuff, shall we? Taxpayer funded gender transition surgeries for illegal immigrants. You pay for it. She thinks they deserve to have it. Sweeping reductions to ICE, to Immigration and Customs Enforcement Operations, slashing their funds off the top by at least 50%. Drastic cuts in ICE funding is what CNN calls it. An open-ended pledge to, listen to this, try to process this, end all illegal immigrant detention. All of it.
So if you're a terrorist, come on in as long as you're coming in.
Come on in. No. Come on in. She also wants to end all detention of illegals at the border. So we're talking a true, absolute open border for anyone who wants to cross it.
Well, you're talking about an absence of a border.
Yeah, there would be no border. There would be no point in even marking it on the map. I mean, what is a border even at that point?
Now, you've heard of doctors without borders. This would be a country without a border.
Without a border. When you end detainers, when you end detainment of illegal immigrants nationwide, what she's saying, what she pledged to the ACLU in writing in this questionnaire, what she's saying is, I'm going to make America a sanctuary city. So when you hear about the chaos in Manhattan, for instance, where, you know, 3/4 of those arrested now in Midtown Manhattan are illegal immigrants, by dictates of Her Highness, that would come to South Carolina. There is no escape. There is nowhere to hide. No detainers. So all these stories that you hear from these sanctuary cities, he raped a child, they let him go. He's a rapist who's wanted from Guatemala. They let him go. He committed a rape in California. Remember that recently happened in Florida. They let him go. He's wanted. They let him go. He murdered 23 in Peru. We just heard that from Ellicott, New York, a gang leader who ran here. They let him go when they have him in custody because Her Highness will not allow ICE to detain them. The federal authorities are the ones with the authority. They're the ones who, when the local authorities are done picking up, say, a rapist from California on a traffic violation, this actually happened in Florida a couple of months ago, the feds have to pick the illegal up or he goes free. And so if you only have driving charges, for instance, you know, reckless driving or something like that in Florida, well, the rape charge is in, say, Peru or it's in California, you can't hold him on it. In that case, California was saying, no, we're sanctuary. We're not going to extradite. Screw his victim because they're liberal. They don't care about women. They don't care about girls. They don't care about rape. It's just another day with them. Rape is just something that you should put up with in this country. That is the message from the left. I mean, I don't know how else you take this. They have to let him go. They will be turned loose again and again and again to rape and pillage, to kill. Everything you're seeing in New York where you're like, oh, thank God that's not here, that will be here. Nowhere to hide. At that point, Lee, states are going to have to begin to secede from the union. There's no other way out. You cannot allow your children to live in that. Let me give you an idea of what we're talking about. This came out overnight from Bill Malusion on Fox News. ICE Baltimore, so that's Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Baltimore, announced they have had their highest year ever for illegal immigrant rapist and sex offenders. 143 illegal immigrant rapists and sex offenders caught by ICE Baltimore in 1 year.
That's just Baltimore.
That's just
their area.
Baltimore. That will be Greenville. That will be Greer. That will be Simpsonville. She will bring that. And this is not twisting her words, being confused. This is CNN this morning. This is CNN this morning. So when she says she's still true to her core beliefs, this is what she means. This is who she means. And I'm just getting started. All drug possession decriminalized if you say it's for personal use. That would include fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and meth. Absolute free for all. Think about this. No detainment at the border. Decriminalization of drug use. They just go drive trucks full of fentanyl in here. She's fine with it. This is who she is. Joe Biden is not this bad. Joe Biden's a right winger compared to this. And we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
There will be nowhere safe to hide. You know, last night after the Baltimore thing came out, 153 sex offenders in Baltimore, including some who have committed sex crimes in other countries and come here. Others have committed sex crimes, you know, done time for it, been deported and come back. And I was, my daughter and I were taking a walk last night and I said to her, I told her about this. I said, listen, your mom's America, my America, is not your America. As a woman in America, you are going to have to look over your shoulder in a way I never had to. And you need to start doing it, you know, because she's learning to drive. You need to start doing it. You have to look over your shoulder because let me tell you what they're going to start doing. If they're taking oil fields, if they're taking apartment complexes, they're going to take women, Lee. They're going to pick up women and they're going to sell them in the worst way possible. Too much money to be made. There's too much money to be made. And if you did it in mass in a way the cops couldn't keep up, they did. Go look up Juarez. See right. What it's like when you go to the bus stop alone as a woman. You don't come home. And your mom and your sisters wonder where you are, but they can't even go out and search the streets for you because they will disappear too. That is coming to America. And I told my daughter, she's a beautiful girl. I told my daughter, you have to look over your shoulder like women in this country haven't looked over their shoulder in centuries since the Wild West. That's what they're bringing here. You know, I got a text not too long ago going, yeah, you know, all my friends in my Simpsonville neighborhood, they just think, you know, that's over there. That's like in California. That's in New York. It's coming here if she wins.
It is here. We just haven't seen the effects of it yet, Tara. This stuff is here. The people who perpetrate these things are already here.
Men will move to this country to kidnap women and take them back. They will just pick them up like they do, like you were saying, the Haitians are doing at the grocery store. You just pick up food and you eat it right there and throw it on the floor. That's what will happen. And I know they will. You know, I did a story on this when I was in Charlotte way back. They wouldn't dare do it to American women, Lee, but they were doing it to illegal immigrant girls. We had an illegal immigrant girl who was a student getting on a bus, get to go to Charlotte Mecklenburg schools, kidnapped right from the bus stop. They took her. They picked her up and took her. Never saw her again. That's what they will do. And she will be too busy working on mandatory gun buybacks. You either show up or they come to your house to get the gun to help these women. This is a level of evil that we have not seen. This woman is evil. What she does is evil. Her heartlessness is evil. And women need to wake the heck up and understand this war is on you. This is a war on you. They want to take us back. Go read about the Victorian era. Go pick it up. Go get an author who wrote in the Victorian era. Women didn't have careers. You want to know why? Wasn't a patriarchy. We didn't have police officers. You couldn't walk from your home to wherever you wanted to work. If you are not bodily safe, ladies, there's no career. There's no independent woman. There's no feminism. You stay home behind closed doors like it is 1400, 1500. Do you understand me? Tell your girlfriends. It ends. There's no feminism if you can't leave your house without fear. And that is the world they are creating for women. Women's votes should be overwhelmingly against these people. We should outvote the men for Donald Trump because we have the most to lose. Now, Lee, you know, I'm a passionate advocate of the search for the cure.
The cure of?
Liberalism.
Oh, that. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
He's passionately committed to the search for the cure. We've learned a lot about the causes of this disease, particularly in men.
I would say you're a first responder on that front.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's my hope that in my lifetime we will find the cure. Fascinating study done by scientists at Claremont Graduate University. I don't know if you remember this. And this is for real. I mean, I'm being serious now. We need to talk about this. Testosterone administration induces a red shift in Democrats. They tested 136 healthy males. This was back in the 2011 U.S. presidential election. They either got testosterone, synthetic testosterone, or placebo. Before testosterone treatment, we found that weakly affiliated Democrat males had a 19% higher basal testosterone level than those who identified strongly with the party. Those are big numbers. When weakly affiliated Democrats received the treatment, i.e. additional testosterone, the strength of their party ID fell by another 12%, and they reported a 45% warmer feelings toward Republican candidates for president. Our results demonstrate that testosterone induces a red shift among low testosterone men. In other words, the cure.
So in other words, liberalism is a hormone deficiency.
In all seriousness, actually on a serious, yes. Yes, it is. And men increasingly in our society, because so many of the chemicals in our food interfere with testosterone, they are feminizing chemicals that cause estrogen, your body to make estrogen in men and women. You know what one of the things that does that is? Artificial sweeteners. I could go through the whole list, but, you know, your eyes would glaze over and I would sound like RFK. By the way, I've learned most of this from RFK's newsletter.
Yeah.
I am. If there is one thing I can tell you this morning, do not give your son an artificial sweetener. Whatever you do, do not give him anything with a dye in it. Yellow 5, red 6, whatever. None of that. All of those have feminizing chemicals in them. But I digress. We're in the search for the cure. Okay.
Use a stevia product. That's what I've been using.
No, stevia is worse.
Why is it worse?
It induces.
I'm gonna have to review all this now.
No, it induces your body to make estrogen. In fact, in some societies, stevia leaf is actually used as birth control.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to go look at that.
Yeah, no, I was eating a lot of it too.
Okay,
and it's actually. So
it's not like for women to be fine, but for men, no.
Be careful with it. Yeah. This is all the stuff that they know in Europe, but they don't know.
See, I learned something again.
Yeah. So anyway, but I don't want to digress. We're on a search for the cure. Okay. They've done this again. Remember when they did the test on the BuzzFeed male reporters?
Yeah, right.
And they had average testosterone levels of a 12-year-old boy, right? And I made much of it. Well, now it's happened at NPR. One of the most fascinating podcasts I've ever listened to. The members of NPR's This American Life, the male ones, got together and got their testosterone levels checked. All the males, all, had very low testosterone, some low enough that doctors would recommend medication. The highest testosterone level logged by a male working for NPR, they're all liberals, was 274. Doctors consider anything below the range of 300 to 1,000, you're going to probably need some supplementation. Another one of the reporters was at 144. That's crisis level stuff. So look.
Oh, man.
Maybe doctors could begin to, use as a symptom. If you found yourself wanting to vote Democrat, let's get your testosterone checked. See how that's going,
Interesting.
Anyway.
A real medical, correlation there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame on the Miami Dolphins this morning. Shame on them. Leave that cop alone. Leave him alone, okay? Just drop it. They put out a statement demanding that, basically this officer be punished. Why? For not doing as Tyreek Hill instructed? Because we have the Miami police body cam now of their interaction with the wide receiver 3 hours before the game on Sunday. And it didn't exactly go the way Tyreek Hill said it did. He claimed he was totally polite. This sound polite to you? And what would happen to you if you did this to a police officer when asked to comply? You said, you're not going to do it.
Don't knock on my window like that.
Why you have it up? I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that way
on
you can lower it and talk
just
to you.
Just give me my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm finna be late, gang.
Hey. Keep your window down.
Don't tell me what.
Keep your window down. I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Hold on.
Get out of the car.
Give me up. I'm gonna break that window.
Get out of the car.
I'm finna get out. Finna
get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
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 What part of the hell are you in this town? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, dude.
He was then asked more than once to sit down. And when he wouldn't sit down, they fought with him, sat him down, ultimately put him on his stomach in cuffs to calm him down. I don't get, you know what I don't get, Lee? Can I tell you what I don't get? You and I do this, right? Mm-hmm. So if I get pulled over by an officer or, I had somebody smash into my car, they totaled my car. My only response is to the officer, because I know that body cam's running.
Yeah.
And I know because I do this, I'm going to get extra scrutiny.
Yeah.
Is yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. And I've even told my husband, he agrees. Look, in the days before I did this, I would have politely argued my case.
Yeah.
I'm not at fault. He hit me. He did this. Right. My husband and I have agreed. It's yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Because I am being filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a public person, yeah. I'm not at the level Tyreek Hill is,
right.
Not even close. But if you are a public person, you are under even more scrutiny.
Yes.
You are polite. You take your ticket. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You might be mad.
Yeah.
And you go off to your friends in the locker room later if you want. But you take it and you drive. We all have had to do this. And you know what, Lee? It's humiliating.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Just because you have an NFL game in a couple of hours, you don't get to be king of the hill. You don't. That's the basis of American society. We are all equal. Some are not more equal than others. You don't get to tell the officer, no, I'm not doing that. I just wish the Miami Dolphins would leave this officer alone. Do not go after the officer. They're putting statements out now demanding he be punished. For what?
The Miami Dolphins organization saying, quote, while we commend the Miami-Dade Police Department for taking the right and necessary action to quickly release this footage, we also urge them to take equally swift and strong action against the officers who engaged in such despicable behavior.
And the worst thing of all is that Tyreek Hill video that's out now, the officer body cam, he is teaching irresponsibly an entire generation of young people to mouth off to the officer and that is your right. And the Miami Dolphins are backing him. This is going to cause all kinds of problems. It is incredibly, incredibly irresponsible of both the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill. And the Miami Dolphins coach, listen to this. Guy by the name of Mike McDaniel, reduced almost to tears talking about this. Not on behalf of the poor officer who is being brutalized right now. No. On behalf of Tyreek Hill.
It's been hard for me not to find myself more upset the more I think about it. The thing that f***s me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know what that feels like.
Listen, buddy. Yeah, I don't know what that feels like is a white guy, boo-boo. You want to find out? Do what Tyreek Hill did. The next time you get pulled over for speeding. No, I'm sorry. Reckless driving. That's what he was charged with. And speeding. Do that as a white man. And you know where you can end up? You can end up just like he did. On the ground. You cannot tell the officer what to do. Refuse to comply multiple times. And think it's going to end any other way. In fact, because you are white. We have seen this in this country now. Because you are white. Like Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, you're going to get it worse than Tyreek Hill. All right, want to wrap the podcast today with this breaking story. Folks, this is horrific. What is going on? Our military, somebody leaked internal documents, not classified ones, but secret ones. So in other words, you don't need a classified clearance to read them. The documents warn from the military that thousands of violent Venezuelan prison gang members are running basically amok across America, and that they potentially pose a threat to law enforcement officers because the leadership of the Tren de Aragua gang in Venezuela has greenlit them killing law enforcement officers, but also to members of the military and military installations. Our military is secretly worried about these people. Dear God, they live on a military base. We should be really worried then. By the way, in case you're wondering how Tren de Aragua is getting here, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are flying them in unvetted. That's right. We can't vet them. We have no way to do it because the Venezuelan government doesn't cooperate with us. We just take them all like morons. Meanwhile, listen to this, just from the leaked papers. Homeland Security, as in Department of Homeland Security, investigations recognize that Tren de Aragua criminal organization members in Denver have been given a green light to fire on or attack law enforcement. That's in Colorado. So that's in addition to Aurora, right? New York Homeland Security investigators received a similar report. And while the U.S. military operates globally in a high threat environment, they write, the increased targeting of military installations here in America and personnel in the homeland represents a unique challenge. Coordinated efforts between local, state, federal law enforcement, and the military, they write, are crucial to fight Tren de Aragua. Folks, not Venezuela. No. In America. As inspired or directed terrorist threat actors and domestic violence extremists adopt blended ideologies, the tactics, techniques, and procedures will be utilized across the threat domain to target the military? Folks, what secret intelligence is this based on? They then write, common tactics for foreign nationals, that would be illegal immigrants, attempting to gain access to military installations in this calendar year include utilizing rideshare services, delivery services, or by claiming they were following the GPS. This is beginning to happen. Listen to this. The links between Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah are strengthened by the support of the Venezuelan dictatorship, which responds to the influence of Cuba and a superior one from Russia. They say there are growing concerns that these connections are transforming from criminal activities by Tren de Aragua and acts of urban terrorism in Latin America to a real threat here. Again, folks, God help us if this woman becomes president. You want to know what she thinks?
It is our undocumented immigrants that are the least likely to commit a crime.
Police report as many as 75% of the people they've arrested in Midtown Manhattan for assault, robbery, and domestic violence are illegal migrants.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.